The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Vibrational medicine, along with alternative therapies, can mean total body wellness for you. This is Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health with Lynn Waldrop. Vibrational medicine encompasses many modalities: sound, color, light, magnets, and more. You'll learn how to use these proven concepts to stimulate muscles, organs, and bones to their natural state of resonance. Now, here's your host, Lynn Waldrop.
Welcome to Good Vibrations. Today I'm guest host Connie Luisi, and we will be talking to Dr. Bill Cunningham, who is a homeopathic medical associate and an international licensee in quantum biofeedback. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cunningham.
Good afternoon, Connie. This is Bill Cunningham. We're speaking to you from Colorado, and we have our White Dove Healing Arts Clinic here, as we have for the last two decades. And I'm very happy to be on your show today and very honored to do so also.
Well, thank you for joining us. Bill, I know that you've been involved in the practice of homeopathy for decades now. Can you tell our audience a little bit about what homeopathy is?
Well, homeopathy is a 200-year-old art of healing, Connie, that was originated in 1796 by a German physician named Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, who basically wrote an essay on the new curative principles. And in that system, he introduced a system of medicine based on the similarities, or in other words, like cures like, and the use of very high dilution pharmacological agents. Now, of course, these were natural agents too. And I'll just quote you a quote from Dr. Samuel Hahnemann's Organon of Medicine. Now, this is way back in 1810 when he published this. It says, "The curative power of medicines, therefore, depends on their symptoms, similar to the disease, but superior to it in strength, so that each individual case of disease is most surely, radically, and rapidly, and permanently annihilated and removed only by a medicine capable of producing in the human system, in most similar and complete manner, the totality of its symptoms, which at the same time are stronger than the disease." Now, this also takes into account the life force of the client working with a natural substance. And again, the theory and practice of homeopathy may seem strange to most of the Americans who are unaware of it. Many people think of it as just placebo effect. But basically, those who are accustomed to conventional Western medicine have a little difficulty grasping the concepts in homeopathy. But we instinctively sense the righteousness of a healing process that is based in nature.
Well, maybe you could tell us, in layman's terms, how homeopathy is used and how it's created and how it works inside the body.
Ah, very good. Good question. Well, again, the mysterious nature of the human body, let's say the body electric, or the body's life force, you could look at it that way, combines with nature's life force. And basically, the human being has the ability to sort out dis-ease patterns via a frequency, in other words, the body electric. So homeopathy really is, you might call it an energetic type medicine, which again is not based in drugs, it's not based in radiation, surgery, it's not an allopathic approach. Allopathy really means to treat a symptom with something other than nature. But the body knows to, you might say it has the divine intelligence, Connie, to work with something from nature. Nature knows would be our theme, and to actually resonate out the frequency or the pattern of the dis-ease or the stress, whatever you want to call it. So that's basically how Hahnemann discovered this, and it was so interesting that he got onto this by really studying many, many medical texts throughout the world in different languages, different cultures, different medicine systems. And he found that the medicine of the day was really just too harsh. You know, blisters, blisterings, burnings, bleedings, all this stuff that was going on. People were giving people mercury. And he found a softer, more natural, gentle way of healing through the frequencies in the actual plants themselves.
So I understand homeopathy to be frequencies that are imparted into water that are at an extremely high dilution of a substance, and they're taken orally. Is that correct?
Yes. And by the way, Connie, we have a very interesting report today from the Huffington Post to share with you. This is by a 78-year-old Nobel Prize winner named Dr. Luc Montagnier. And basically, the article starts out like this. Nobel Prize winner takes homeopathy seriously. Dr. Luc Montagnier, the French virologist who actually won the Nobel Prize in 2008 for discovering the AIDS virus, has surprised the scientific community with his strong support for homeopathic medicine. Now, again, why is he reporting on this, and why is he excited, you might say, about why does homeopathy work? Well, basically, he goes on to say, although homeopathy has persisted for over 200 years throughout the world and has been the leading alternative treatment method used by physicians in Europe, most conventional physicians and scientists have expressed skepticism about its efficacy due to the extremely small doses of the medicines used. So anyway, he goes on to say that actually there is a carrier wave or a signal, let's say, in the high dilutions. In other words, you take a substance and you dilute it, you dilute it, you dilute it. Well, again, the skeptics say, well, there's nothing here but placebo. But again, this particular Nobel Prize winner and his friend, again, going on in the article, Dr. Brian Josephson, PhD also, another Nobel Prize winner, actually states that there is really a memory in the water. In other words, there's a significant signal in that water, Connie, that produces this resonating out of the disease frequency. In other words, all of these pathogens, like a virus or fungus or bacteria, they have a certain energetic blueprint, you might say, or an energetic fingerprint. And the homeopathy signal, as Hahnemann said earlier, really kind of overcomes this, along with the life force in the nature product, or in the herb, let's say, or the mineral, along with the natural life force in the human being. And again, it's a very soft, gentle approach to healing.
So tell us, how are these frequencies imparted into the water, and how do you get them to stay there?
Ah, very good question. That's so interesting, too. Now, the technical term for imparting the frequencies into the water, or the carrier agent, let's call it, is called succussion, S-U-C-C-U-S-S-I-O-N, succussion. So in Hahnemann's day, way back in 1810, when he published this first curative principle essay, he realized that he put, let's say, one drop of belladonna, let's say. So belladonna is used for anti-inflammation. But if you take actual belladonna plant, you'll get red as a beet, dry as a bone, and mad as a hatter. So if you take one drop of belladonna, pure, what we call mother tincture, or let's say a very concentrated dose of the belladonna plant, and you put that in water, and you put 10 drops of water and one drop of belladonna, and you succuss that. And now Hahnemann found an interesting phenomenon, Connie. He found that he actually succussed that on the Bible, that there was some kind of a different frequency or power or blessing, you might say, to it. Now, as we go forward 200 years, my mentor, Professor William Nelson, said, I wonder if there's something to that. So now we have things like Curlian photography, we have spectrophotometers, all these different things that can actually quantify the energetic factors in a substance. Well, there was a difference. So Hahnemann found that if you succussed or struck the remedy on the Bible 12 to 16 times, that you actually had a energetic frequency imparted into the water. And now here again, we've got Nobel Prize winners, in fact, posted January 11th, 2011, verifying this stuff. I mean, these guys aren't dummies. These guys are Nobel Prize-winning scientists. One of them 78 years old and has got a lot of experience. So now we can see how Hahnemann intuitively did this 200 years ago, and how actually you can actually impart these frequencies or these blueprints or these fingerprints, you could call it that, into the water. Now, there's another secret to making a real good homeopathic, and that is to use, obviously, pure water and to put a small amount of non-allergenic alcohol in the water. Now, what is that doing? That's creating a liquid crystal, or technically an amorphous substance. So in other words, the original plant substance, let's say that you're using, like belladonna, that has its own little shape, and also now the water and alcohol has its crystalline shape. So these sort of do a lock and key type handshake, Connie, when you're making the formula. And again, these
so
are
it
not
stabilizes
synthetic.
The frequency inside the water?
Well, it doesn't equalize it. It really does kind of a lock and key handshake with the crystalline substance, which is the water and alcohol, and then with the natural lock and key substances in the natural mineral or the plant that we're using to make the homeopathic. So it's really
right.
kind of a marriage made in heaven and earth, you might say.
Well, I said stabilize, and if it stabilizes the frequency, then it will last inside the water.
Oh,
well,
yeah. I'm sorry. I was curious.
You know, we do a lot of tuning fork work at Sound, Color, and Light. And
mm-hmm.
because the frequencies are vibrational,
mm-hmm.
would outside vibrations, such as a gong or a tuning fork or even music, change the nature of a homeopathic remedy?
Well, the only thing you have to be very careful of in good handmade homeopathics. Now, the laboratory that we've used here in Denver since 1982. Dr. William Nelson built it by hand way back in 1982. Now it's 30,000 square feet. It's huge. Anyway, we found that if you're doing this by Hahnemann's methods and you're doing it with good quality non-allergenic alcohol and good quality water and succussing it as he recommended, keep in mind the human body is involved too, that these things are actually very stable, Connie, unless you expose them to radiation things, like going through the airport, EMF waves, all this stuff. Now, the gongs and the music and the tuning forks usually has no effect on a good, well-made, handmade homeopathic remedy. But EMF,
okay.
X-rays, some of the new E-beams now that they're using since 9/11, when you send your luggage through to detect for bombs, yeah, those things will disturb and break down the integrity, you might call it, of the homeopathic. But otherwise,
well, I suppose they're breaking us down as well. So
mm-hmm.
we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Dr. Bill Cunningham on homeopathic remedies.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you're listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live talk radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave Network.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-866-866.
or 72-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is lynsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back to Good Vibrations. This is guest host Connie Luisi, and today I'm speaking with Dr. Bill Cunningham, world-renowned expert in homeopathy and quantum biofeedback. If you'd like to learn more about Dr. Cunningham's work, please go to his company website, www.whitedovehealing.com. And so we were talking about... Okay, is that better?
Oh, yeah, perfect. Okay. Repeat the question, please.
Yes. I was hoping that we could discuss the science of immunization and kind of compare and contrast that with homeopathy.
Your voice is starting to fade out again, dear.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you good. So we're going to discuss immunization. Good.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Well, let's start out with maybe differentiating the difference between immunization and how homeopathy would tackle the problem. Would that be a good idea?
Sure.
Okay, very good. Well, first of all, we want to clarify a concept in homeopathy called the hormetic philosophy. And within the last 100 years, Connie, we've drastically increased our toxic exposure through the use of, well, synthetic substances, and actually maybe about 84,000 of them around the world. And today, even the present-day scientists have found through the study of hormesis that a tickle dose or a small trace dose of a toxin or a pathogen can actually have quite a stimulatory effect on the body. So thus, our theory of hormesis says that it can stimulate a cell's defense system. Now, it goes in two directions. It can be stimulating a detox response for man-made chemicals. It can also stimulate a response in the immune system against pathogens, which are, again, the unfriendly ones, of course. So in hormesis, the homeostasis balance, or the balance, is shifted. The body kind of takes measures to protect itself. So that's kind of the basic idea behind the answer. Now, some of our doctor recommends homeopathics. These are considered hormetic remedies, or in simple terms, for the common person, detox formulas. And they cover kind of a wide variety of toxic conditions, including asbestos poisoning, cosmetic and beauty shop toxins, environmental toxins, industrial, mercury, amalgams, etc., and a whole host of pathogen detoxers. Now, this is technically called a NOSODE, N-O-S-O-D-E, where in immunization technology, Connie, many times the patients are getting all kinds of adjuvants in these particular immunizations, mercury, formaldehyde, aluminum, squalene, live viruses, and also some highly potent alcohols, which are unfriendly to the body. Now, the difference in homeopathy is that, again, we're using a safe, natural, dead, diluted version of these things, which, again, kind of stimulates a detox from the inside out, again, without all these adjuvants. And, again, homeopathy goes back a couple hundred years in using this type of things, even in major plagues, and smallpox plagues, epidemics in New Orleans in the 1850s, virus plagues, etc. And it was done safely and effectively, too. So again, some of our formulas not only are safe, yet, Connie, they're powerful in their ability to stimulate an individual to detoxify. Now, again, whether it be a man-made chemical or a pathogen, and again, most of the time without inducing what's called a healing crisis, meaning, let's say you're having too much detox coming out at the same time. Now, again, yeah. The reason for it is these are high-end potencies, and again, they're very dilute. So again, they're a lower dose of the actual substance, but again, mixtures of things create the safety. And again, since we have an FDA-registered laboratory, these same remedies, Connie, are highly engineered hormetic remedies, and basically they're used with increased safety and efficacy, producing more stable and safe remedies for, you know, doctors and patients.
Are there any advanced stage conditions that might not respond to homeopathics?
Well, one of the tough ones that we've encountered over the years, and this was taught to me by my mentor, Professor William Nelson, that when someone walks in with Parkinson's and MS and Alzheimer's and things like that, these usually are far advanced degenerative neurological diseases or autoimmune diseases, you might call them too. So really, the only thing in those cases or cancer people that come in, usually they are in here because they're preferring a more natural approach to the stress involved in their diagnosis. In other words, our biofeedback, our quantum biofeedback certifications don't allow us to diagnose, treat, and prescribe, but we can also deal with the stress around the diagnosed disease. And some of these cases are quite tough. You can improve them. You can make people more comfortable with them. But again, a lot of times, Connie, it depends on how destroyed the life force is, and usually from an allopathic approach where there's been lots of drugs, surgeries, organs removed, and things like that. So it really kind of depends on the case. And probably we would be able to address that even better if we want to do another show on what's called quantum biofeedback and how we deal with the stress factors around some of these major disorders. However, homeopathy is always safe. It's usually effective. And again, it's legal to use it. And basically people 99% of the time have some positive results, even in the tough cases.
When you have to incorporate allopathic treatments, when you're working with the medical community, do you find a lot of cooperation or is there resistance? What is your experience like there?
Okay, you're fading out again, but I heard the rest of the question. So, well, in Boulder, Colorado, we are kind of in a fortunate zone, Connie, of holistic practitioners cooperating with more or less holistic medical doctors and, you know, licensed medical professionals. That may not be true in other parts of the country. So in our neighborhood, in our environment here in Boulder, we have a lot of that kind of cooperativeness or networking, et cetera. Now, if you want to go back to some legal technicalities, when homeopathy was legalized way back in 1938, homeopathy was mentioned in the first page of that document. It was called the Homeopathic Pharmacopoeia of the United States, again, which is under the FDA, and it says that homeopathy can be used with allopathic medications safely and usually effectively. In other words, people that come in and are using allopathic medicines, prescription meds, et cetera, homeopathy can be used with that. And usually, Connie, the response that I've had over my two decades of practice is usually it takes some of the side effects off the medication, which there always are, and also usually enhances the efficacy of the medication the person's taking. And again, it itself does its own thing, too, to assist in heading towards wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that allergies can manifest themselves in unique ways? Try this. Write something before a meal, and then, an hour later, write again. If you see a drastic change, check out each food and beverage you have ingested and see which ones affect the writing area of the brain. During an allergic response, your pulse, breathing, and behavior can change. These symptoms can occur inside, outside, and after exposure to foods, dust, pollen, mold, or chemicals. Learn more when you tune into Are Unsuspected Allergies Ruining Your Life? With Doris Rapp, MD, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness. Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com. Did you know that allergies can manifest themselves in unique ways? Try this. Write something before a meal, and then, an hour later, write again. If you see a drastic change, check out each food and beverage you have ingested and see which ones affect the writing area of the brain. During an allergic response, your pulse, breathing, and behavior can change. These symptoms can occur inside, outside, and after exposure to foods, dust, pollen, mold, or chemicals.
Learn more when you tune into Are Unsuspected Allergies Ruining Your Life? With Doris Rapp, MD, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness. Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
Get the latest information in health and wellness when you tune into On the Radio with Dr. Ray. Each week, you'll find out the latest and greatest from both traditional and holistic perspectives. Your host, Dr. Robert Ray, better known as Dr. 90210, is the best known and most sought after plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills. Dr. Ray, with his co-host, Natalie Day, will help you get the dream body you've always wanted through diet and exercise, not surgery and medicine. On the Radio with Dr. Ray airs live Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Variety.
Think of the world 50 years ago. Now think of this same world and how it'll be 50 years from now. Did you know that if the world's population continues to grow at its current rate, our children and grandchildren will only have 25% of the resources per capita that our parents and grandparents had? We must preserve the foundation of a quality standard of living. That foundation starts with Go Green Radio. Join your host, Jill Buck, for Go Green Radio every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is lynnsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back to Good Vibrations. This, again, is guest host Connie Luisi, and today I'm speaking to Dr. Bill Cunningham of White Dove Healing. Dr. Cunningham, we were talking about some of the advanced conditions that homeopathics can help to alleviate the symptoms of and to course correct in the treatment of allopathic.
Yes, Connie, let's go back and finish a little bit of our conversation. I'll address this question, too. I wanted to just explain a little bit more about the difference in immunizations and versus using homeopathic hormetics, as we call them, or detoxifiers. One thing everyone should think of and ask themselves the question is, vaccination really immunization? That's what we are told to think. In other words, that the fact that we get a vaccine, that we're automatically immunized. That has been proven not to be true. And one of the sad recent cases, we see all this damage to young girls from this Gardasil shot, sometimes even death. So that's one thought I want to place in our listeners' minds today. And then I also kind of wanted to review and finish that question before we had our technical difficulties there on just the variety of different hormetic remedies that we have in this repertoire, because it'll give people an idea of this two branches. Number one, the ISOD concept, where the body is asked to detoxify from man-made chemicals, and then the idea of NOSODs. That's a homeopathic term also, where you're taking a dilute germ and you're stimulating the immune system with it. So I'm just going to read you some of these remedies that we've used, and I've used them over the last 20 years on obviously more than 30,000 clients. I stopped counting many years ago. So anyway, these are formulas within the doctor recommends professional use only homeopathic repertoire. These are strictly for practitioners. And I think it'll give people an idea, and maybe an encouraging idea, Connie, the fact that homeopathy can tackle lots of these issues safely, effectively, and legally. So here's one called AmoebaFuge for amoebic infection, BacteriaFuge for bacterial infection, Fungifuge for fungal infections. Vermifuge for, again, a more worm-type parasite, etc. And, of course, Viralfuge for viral infections. Now, what are these things doing? Well, they're stimulating the immune system to sharpen their eyes to deal with these particular pathogens safely, legally, effectively, and, of course, naturally. Now, on the other side of the coin, when we're dealing with the isode concept, we have remedies such as asbestos, cosmetic materials, dental materials, environmental pollutants, food additives, halogens, which are chlorine fluorines, industrial pollutants, which are basically plastics and industrial petrochemical detoxers, insecticides, metals, radiation, and synthetic chemicals. So I think that would kind of fan out that answer I gave you and kind of encourage people to look into modern complex homeopathy. Now, these are more modern concepts than the shoulders of the giant Hahnemann that we stood on 200 years ago. Okay,
yeah.
So now you wanted to have me address more some of these more advanced diseases with homeopathy? Is that what your question was?
Yeah, perhaps you can share with us one of your most successful experiences using homeopathics.
Sure, dear. Well, basically, I'm sure everybody has a question in their mind about cancer. And again, now, the way we're structured legally, we don't diagnose, treat, and prescribe to cancer patients. A cancer patient would come in to my practice, in my quantum biofeedback and homeopathic practice, and they would tell me, Bill, I have been diagnosed with cancer. What can you do for me to reduce the effects or help my immune system, et cetera? In other words, I'm supposed to be dealing with the stress factors around cancer, so I want to make that clear. Secondly, in the AMA's own admission, Connie, they say that 95% of all major degenerative diseases have a major stress component. So in other words, again, as I said earlier, in our community here in Boulder, the reason why we have such friendly medical doctors that work with us as homeopaths and biofeedback technicians and naturopaths and chiropractors is the fact that we usually make those guys look better. In other words, if I'm dealing with the stress factors around cancer, let's say, then when I send that person back to the oncologist, their job is made easier because, again, that 95% factor of stress involved in major disorders has been lowered and then sometimes eliminated. So in other words, I'll just tell you one story of a high-pressure woman lawyer in Denver who came to me many years ago with breast cancer. Well, when you're in that ball game of legal defense and legal prosecution, et cetera, in a big, heavy-duty area like Denver, lots of criminals here, sorry to say, she would admit to me that, yes, the lifestyle she was living, the stress factor she was dealing with, was probably most likely the reason why the immune system was not working. So in other words, even in modern medicine, Connie, we have the concept now, which is well-developed, well-researched, and well-acknowledged, and that is the idea of psychoneuroimmunology. So in other words, this person, in 6 months of dealing with the stress factors and with some homeopathic remedies, which stimulated that side of the immune system, the cancer-fighting part of it, the person was completely free of breast cancer. And these were tests done with cancer markers, et cetera, et cetera. Well, what happened at the tail end of the story, Connie, was the person decided, hey, this is not really the best vocation, you might say, to be in, because if I go back into this type A behavior in dealing with this court system and these lawsuits, et cetera, you know, I probably might be right back in the same ballgame I was before. This cancer would start up again, et cetera. So she cut down her practice. She has a moderate approach to life now. And there again, I mean, this was a fairly serious, hey, you better prepare your will type diagnosis when she came to me. And it all came about by doing something very natural, by dealing with quantum biofeedback, which is a new form of biofeedback. We can talk about it next time. And again, dealing with a safe, effective, legal 200-year-old medical system that was not an insult to the body, but actually use that wonderful life force in her and in nature to get this immune system to realize, hey, I've got a cancer-fighting job to do here, and by golly, we did it.
Yes, it's very refreshing to hear the modern medicine is acknowledging stress as a major source of disease.
Yes, sir, and that was actually in a AMA journal, Connie, so it wasn't some statistic that we made up either, so that's good to recognize. Yeah, and again, as I say, if you have a good network of professionals, and again, we're not licensed to diagnose, treat, and prescribe. If we can work with these folks, and again, I was born in Rochester, Minnesota, the home of the Mayo Clinic. You know, there's even a whole team at the Mayo Clinic in my hometown. My mom and my brother still live there, and they are now exploring acupuncture. They're exploring meditation. They're exploring biofeedback, et cetera, because these guys are looking for answers too. So the good news is upon the horizon.
Fabulous. We've talked a lot about what homeopathy can do for disease states. Are there any success stories that you can share for people with birth defects or genetic limitations?
That's a good one. Now, if we look at homeopathy as a wide, broad, deep approach to healing, we can say, gee, is there any way to have homeopathy affect RNA, DNA, chromosome, and genes, or in other words, genetic or hereditary disorders? Now, let's go back also to 200 years ago and get Hahnemann's input on that, too. And we'll call this term that he used the miasm, M-I-A-S-M, the miasm philosophy. And I'm just going to read to you, again, Dr. Samuel Hahnemann's his own words. Useful to the physician in assisting him to cure are the particulars of the most probable exciting cause of the acute disease, as also the most significant points in the whole history of the chronic disease. To enable him to discover its fundamental cause, which is generally due to a chronic miasm. Now, I will define miasm according to my mentor, Professor Nelson. And this is really the answer to your question, so bear with me. Okay, a miasm is a predisposition to a disease pattern passed from one generation to the next. These inherited tendencies can produce a variety of apparently unrelated conditions. For example, if your grandfather suffered from syphilis, it's possible that you could be experiencing any number of skin disorders, bone disorders, etc., because of his disease several generations ago.
But not necessarily full-blown syphilis.
Exactly, dear, yeah. In other words, it wouldn't manifest as a syphilis sore on a genital area, but it could manifest in the skin, in the bones, or even in the brain, by the way. So Hahnemann
Very
found that miasms such as psychosis, syphilis, sora, could be transmitted through genetic inheritance. But we now know that there are other types of miasms too, which again, we have created, Connie, in our own modern environment, one of them, again, giving vaccination. Miasms exist on a very high vibrational level. In other words, these remedies are very, very highly diluted, and therefore miasmatic formulas generally consist of the high potencies. Now, again, I want to just tell you, yes, the answer is yes. You can work with genetic disorders, genetic limitations, or birth defects. And by the way, here's some of the modern miasmic remedies. Now, again, we mentioned the idea of the sorinum miasm, the syphilis miasm, the psychosis miasm. However, again, the modern miasm, tetanus, vaccination, mental miasm, leprosy, fungus, cholera, chronic fatigue, and even the miasm towards cancer, miasms, again, towards allergies, and even miasms towards viruses. So there's been many new miasmics formed and created. These are actual formulas I'm looking at that deal with this type of genetic limitation or even birth defects from weak or damaged chromosomes, genes, RNA, DNA factors.
That's fascinating, Bill. What do you suppose is the most commonly occurring new miasm that you have seen in your practice?
I would say it's from the vaccinations. Basically, you can see several of these now. There's one remedy here called miasm tetanus, miasm vaccine, miasm TB, miasm cancer. Again, I mentioned the Gardasil issue. And again, even the leprosy miasm is still apparent and current on the planet today, Connie. People still get leprosy, believe it or not. Now, because of the hygienic conditions, the fingers and toes aren't falling off anymore, but there's numbness in the skin, there's some bacterial problems in the body, etc. So, and again, last but not least, a miasm to measles, again, because of vaccination. So that, to me, is the most prevalent new modern genetically damaging disease, again, from some of these adjuvants and these, again, I would call it, I have to say, archaic methods of stimulating the immune system, better known as vaccination.
Yes, and I've noticed quite a few new vaccinations. Recently, my daughter needed to enroll in college and was required, and I didn't have her do them, but they asked her to get some boosters for the tetanus and diphtheria.
Yes, sir, yeah. And so, again, the idea, in other words, the common thread is correct. In other words, give something to stimulate the immune system. Now, my mentor, Professor Nelson, would say this. He would say, well, why are we using a cannon when we can use a pea shooter? You see? So, in other words, there's just way too much of this adjuvants in these things that literally suppress and damage the immune system, even though the common thread is correct in the thinking. And also, why are we using live viruses, et cetera, in these things when we can do it homeopathically?
I'm glad that we have a good alternative to the cannon. And we're going to take a short break and come back and finish up our discussion with Dr. Bill Cunningham.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you want an empowering, healthy way of life, consider Yoga Radio with host and teacher Katrina Ariel. Every show promotes freedom in your body, clarity in your mind, and an uplifted feeling in your heart. Catch Katrina and her guests, some from the yoga world and some that you'd never believe had anything to do with yoga. It's an informal discussion, a short meditation, or a yoga session to help you find the beauty of life, even in a stressful world. It's Yoga Radio with Katrina Ariel, live every Thursday at 11 a.m. in the West, 2 p.m. in the East, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is lynsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back to Good Vibrations. This is guest host Connie Luisi, and today I'm speaking with White Dove Healing Dr. Bill Cunningham, world-renowned expert in homeopathy and quantum biofeedback. Welcome back, Bill.
Thank you, Connie.
We were just discussing the difference between homeopathics and immunizations. And Bill, you used a great analogy of an immunization being like using a cannon and homeopathics like using a pea shooter, when the pea shooter would be completely adequate. And I really like that analogy. When we purchase in our practice tuning forks, we're able to test their potency using some electronic devices. Is there a way to test the potency of homeopathics if people are purchasing them at health food stores or online? How do people know whether they're getting the potency that
is being advertised.
Okay, well, that's a good question, Connie. Now, I would say without highly sophisticated spectrophotometers, thermographies, Hurley's photography, etc., the common layperson can't really, you know, walk into a store and test a homeopathic. I mean, you'd have to have some pretty sophisticated equipment. In fact, the remedies that are made here at White Dove Healing Arts in our laboratory in Denver, Professor Nelson actually has 7 of the 8 patents in the patent office in Washington that have to do with checking the quality control of a homeopathic. And they're very scientific, etc. The only way you would really know if a homeopathic was potent enough or working is through either quantum biofeedback device systems or a less effective, accurate, and I would say archaic and also practitioner-influenced system, and that's through muscle testing or pendulums. Now, those are divinations as far as I'm concerned, and again, you're asking failed systems to report in accurately on themselves. That's not the way to do it. If we wanted to have a discussion next time on quantum biofeedback and the way an energetic medicine is tested against a client, that's really the way to do this. Other than that, it would be pretty difficult for the layperson to go in and find some way of testing the potencies. Now, the other part of that answer, Connie, is the fact that this is not old classical singular potency homeopathy. This is modern complex homeopathy, where in the remedy is several different potencies of several different vitamins, minerals, herbs, glandulars, and homeopathics. So in other words, it's a much more complex system these days than what we call modern complex homeopathy.
So Bill, when you're treating patients at your clinic, you will make some recommendations as to what homeopathics they might benefit from.
Mm-hmm.
But do you sell these homeopathics online to lay people or only to practitioners?
Oh, good. Well, there's 3 classifications of homeopathy, Connie, that people should know about. Number one, there's the over-the-counter self-care, self-prescribed formula, which, again, is totally safe for anybody to take even by drinking the whole bottle of it. And that would be you go into the health food store, you've got a headache, you walk over to a remedy, you grab a headache remedy. Now, those are only symptomatic-level homeopathics. The next level, Connie, is what's called professional use only. And these are remedies that the person would have to be trained to use. Some of them include hormones. For instance, you wouldn't want to give the metals detox remedy to a pregnant woman. So those remedies that we use here at White Dove Healing Arts and have for 20 years, those are Professor Nelson's remedies. Those you have to be trained, and we offer courses in that. We can talk about that in a minute. And then there's the third level of homeopathy, Connie, called script level. So let's say a licensed medical doctor who can diagnose, treat, and prescribe can call to the laboratory and say, hey, I want a little stronger version of that thyroid remedy. I want a little more T3 or T4 in there, which is a strong hormone. So in other words, that level I do not deal with. I'm not qualified or licensed to do. But the professional use only really covers, you know, 99.9% of the issues that I've had come to me in the 20 years.
Okay, great. Well, Bill, you mentioned that you offer training programs at White Dove Healing. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Like if I wanted to become a homeopathy or a practitioner of homeopathy, how would I go about that?
Oh, good, dear. Well, this year, we at the first of the year, we had a goal in our minds here at White Dove, our staff, that we wanted 1,000 new homeopaths out in America during this next year. And, of course, we want to prepare everybody for 2012, for the changes coming on, et cetera. So, basically, we have a lovely practitioner correspondence course called the Homeotherapeutic Consultant Course. And what that is, Connie, it's a 30 CEU. Basically, the new one now is called the Homeotherapeutic Consultant Coach Course, which is a 60 CU, and that's meaning about 60 hours of study. And basically, you are trained in and supported by me, the mentor, to qualify as a homeotherapeutic consultant to obviously recommend way beyond the over-the-counter type homeopathics, to actually do a good, safe, effective, and legal job of recommending this level called professional use homeopathy. The course is very fun. It's including audio, visual, and paper books, et cetera. People like a combination of those things. And it's a very nice course. People take it at their leisure. It's correspondence or home course. And people can find out more about that by going on to whitedovehealing.com and looking under the category called training.
Well, great. So someone could take that course online.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what
yes, dear. Yeah. And, of course, some people like to have the books and the paper in front of them, too. So we accommodate people with that offer, too.
Well, fabulous. It sounds like there's a lot of options out there for people who want to get away from allopathic medicine and perhaps take a more natural approach.
Yes, sir. And the nice thing about it, Connie, is that homeopathy does have a 200-year history of safety, efficacy, and legality. And as I said, it was legalized here in America in 1938. Under the FDA, the book or the legal document is called the Homeopathic Pharmacopoeia of the United States. And again, in all of homeopathy's history, this might be interesting to your listeners too, there's only been one lawsuit filed against homeopathy for damage, and that was an out-of-court settlement, Connie, for $1,000. Now, we look at the billions of dollars paid every year for damage from drugs and chemicals, et cetera, and it's just, you know, absurd, but that's homeopathy's record, which we can brag about and be proud of.
And it has a great track record as well, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 200 years.
And you have a lot of clients that I'm sure keep coming back to White Dove Healing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, because, again, it's as one person gets well, they tell others, the family gets better, and then our community is better, our world is better, and really it's a nice little domino effect of enhancement of wellness, happiness, health, and abundance.
Well, this has been a fascinating show. We really appreciate you coming on and telling us more about homeopathics, Dr. Cunningham.
Thank you, Connie.
Thank you again for joining us for Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health. We hope you'll tune in again next week, Tuesday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time, for another edition with your host, Lynn Waldrop, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a good and healthy week.